With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. India and Pakistan have agreed to a ceasefire.
Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri announced Saturday that India and Pakistan agreed to a ceasefire after the Directors General of Military Operations for both countries spoke by phone.
It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing.
And India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the Directors General of Military Operations for both countries helped to work out the ceasefire, and he says that's something that should take effect immediately.
Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
The Trump administration has fired the Librarian of Congress. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt explains why.
There were quite concerning things that she had done at the Library of Congress in the pursuit of DEI and putting inappropriate books in the library for children. And we don't believe that she was serving the interests of the American taxpayer well. So she has been removed from her position, and the president is well within his rights to do that.
Carla Hayden was the first woman and first African American to serve as a Librarian of Congress. President Trump says not all countries will get as good of a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated this week. More on that from Greg Cluxton.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report about a question of the Bible and truth.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life, and a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is calling for more reliance on psychotherapy for transgender youth rather than hormone shots and sex change operations. A report from the Department of Health and Human Services questions the current practices and medical groups that endorse them. The administration's position springs from President Trump's executive order calling for the federal government not to support so-called gender transition. This is SRN News. Some tough talk coming from the new acting head of FEMA. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
David Richardson says don't get in his way because he will run right over them. He also suggested policy changes that would push more of FEMA's responsibilities to the states. Richardson is a former Marine Corps officer who served in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Africa, and has been the Department of Homeland Security's Assistant Secretary for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction. In an early morning call with the entire FEMA staff, he said that the agency will stick to its mission and says that he will be the one interpreting any guidance from President Donald Trump. Richardson takes over the agency from his predecessor, Cameron Hamilton, who was fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And there are hopes for better trade relations with China as major delegations from both the U.S. and China are meeting this weekend in Switzerland. This is SRN News.